Hi, and welcome to the Global Changemakers course on menstruation, sexual and reproductive health. This is episode 19, where we will talk about abortion and termination of pregnancy.
Everyone, welcome to the Global Changemakers course on sexual and reproductive health. Today's lesson is on abortion. I and Laura will be conducting today's lesson. My name is Shomi Hassan Choudhury. I'm a water sanitation and hygiene activist from Bangladesh. I'm a 2016 Global Changemakers Fellow. Laura, over to you.
Hi guys, my name is Laura Russo and I am 22 years old from Switzerland and I was also a Global Changemaker in 2016. I am personally a sexual health and reproductive rights activist.
Now, let's start off with the definition. So what is abortion and why do you do abortion? An abortion is a procedure to end a pregnancy. So if you have an unwanted pregnancy, you can end it through this abortion process. It uses medicine or surgery to remove the embryo or fetus and placenta from the uterus. And this procedure is done by a licensed healthcare professional.
Abortion is a controversial topic. There are multiple views out there. Every individual has their own opinion. Every community has their own customs and every country has their own legislation. And this is why I'm showing you this map. It shows the abortion rights legislation all around the world. You see that there's a big difference. It goes from being prohibited altogether, which actually is not in that many countries, up to that abortion is legal on request. That means that until a certain development stage of the fetus, you are allowed to ask for abortion if you want so. Mostly it's about 12 to 14 weeks where the limit is set on the development of the fetus. That is because around this time we can see and observe the first brain activities of the fetus. So you kind of want to do the abortion beforehand so that the fetus actually does not feel a single thing about it. But if we choose some indicators, for example, here I chose the indicator if you got pregnant due to rape, then the laws are already different. You see that there's almost like no country that there it's prohibited altogether, but it's maybe allowed to preserve a woman's health or to save the woman's life. We see that actually abortion is very seldomly illegal altogether, but there's different stages of accessibility. What is also interesting is that we can see that accessibility and legal abortion has no effect on actually the demand of abortion. So just because you make it less accessible through legislation, it doesn't mean that women will not have an abortion. If you look at numbers in Latin America, there's approximately 32 abortions per 1,000 women in childbearing age, where Latin America, how you can see here, has relatively more restrictive abortion laws. Whether in Western Europe, where it's relatively more legal, there's only 12 abortion per 1,000 childbearing women. So we see that it's really a topic that touches upon every country. But why should you care as an individual? Because perhaps you know you would never want to have an abortion, but actually it's still important to have the knowledge about it. The first reason why you should listen to this course is because it is your right to be informed about your health. Different international, national, regional conventions gave you this right. For example, the right of children, the rights of the child. So we see that complications related to pregnancy and the childbirth are a very common cause for death for women, especially for young women aged 15 to 29 years old. It is the second most common cause of death. Hence, it is a topic that touches upon your health, about the health of young women, and so it is your right to be informed about this. Secondly, abortion is actually a very common procedure. It is more common than most people know. It is estimated that about one in every five women will have an abortion at least once in their lifetime. So it's very likely that at least you or a person that you know in your environment will have an abortion, and hence it is important that we have the knowledge about this topic. Thirdly, there's a lot of myths and stigmas going around abortion. And these stigmas often lead to women having unsafe abortions because they do not feel like they can have a public open abortion in their community. Unsafe abortion means that it's either done in unhygienic circumstances, or it is done by a person who does not actually have the knowledge to do an abortion. In fact, around half of the abortion are unsafe abortion, and due to this unsafe abortion, there are, depending on the source that you believe, between 23,000 and 47,000 deaths per year. Deaths that could be avoided if it would be more accessible and there would be less stigmas around it. What is also important is that those deaths are very distributed unequally. 98% of those unsafe abortions happen in low or middle income countries. And it mostly touches upon young women. So half of those unsafe abortions are done by women between 15 to 24 years old, because they mostly have additional stigmatization or barriers, such as they need a legal parental admission and so on. The last reason why you should care about abortion is because access to safe abortion is your right. There are a ton of international conventions that say so, and also it is written mostly in your national constitution. It can happen that it doesn't say specifically that abortion is your right, but there's different rights that touch upon that right to abortion, such as the right to life, the right to liberty, to equality, to anti-discrimination or freedom from cruel, inhuman and degrading treatment. Because of that, there's a lot of human rights bodies that have repeatedly condemned restrictive abortion laws as being incompatible with human rights norms. So I hope you're still listening and you know why you should care. Shomi will tell you now some more about the procedures of abortion.
Thank you, Laura. Yes, so let's look into the different abortion methods that are available. So mainly there are two methods, which are the medical abortion and secondly, the surgical abortion. Now, the medical abortion is also known as taking the abortion pill. So basically, you take medicine to end the pregnancy. And the surgical abortion is a procedure to remove the pregnancy through a surgery. Now, let's look a bit more into medical abortion. Medical abortion involves taking two different medicines to end the pregnancy. The medicines are prescribed by the hospital or clinic, and you usually take them 1 or 2 days apart. And the pregnancy comes out or is passed through the vagina. And this usually happens several hours after you take your second medicine. And this one does not need any surgery or any anesthetic. However, occasionally the pregnancy does not pass through this medical option, and then you will have to go for a surgery in order to remove that pregnancy. And the second option is surgical abortion that involves an operation to remove the pregnancy from the womb, and it can be done with either local anesthetic, where your cervix will be numbed, or through conscious sedation, which means you're relaxed but also awake. And the last one is deep sedation or general anesthetic, where you're completely asleep and you won't remember anything. So these are the three kinds of options that are available to as you go through that surgery. Now, the surgery option is also actually of two types. The first one is vacuum or suction aspiration. This can be used up to 14 weeks of pregnancy. And through this method, a tube is inserted into the womb through the cervix, and the cervix is the opening to the womb from the vagina, and the pregnancy is removed using suction. And the second type is dilatation and evacuation, in short D&E. This is used after 14 weeks of pregnancy. This one involves inserting special instruments called forceps through the cervix and into the womb to remove the pregnancy. And D&E is usually carried out under sedation or general anesthetic, where you will be completely asleep. It normally takes about 10 to 20 minutes, and you're usually able to go home the same day. And for all types of abortion, it's very normal that you will have some stomach cramps and pain and vaginal bleeding. But it is also important to know that before you even go to these abortion methods, you should consult with a medical counselor to discuss your medical history, whether you're ready, which type of method is suitable for you, and then do as your doctor prescribes you.
Okay, we're now looking at the risks of an abortion. Firstly, we will clear off some myths. There's a myth that abortion will cause breast cancer, that will cause infertility, or that it will harm future pregnancies, so harm your future fetuses. But in fact, this is not true. There's no significant scientific evidence that will prove that. Then there's the myth about the mental health, that abortion will cause depression. In fact, a study conducted in the United States showed that 95% of the women who decided that they want to have an abortion felt it was the right decision for them. It was only women who had to do abortion out of health reasons that suffered more negative feelings, or if it was women who had a less social support system or lived in communities with more stigma around abortion. So it's not actually the abortion in itself that causes mental health problem. And then there's just the myth that abortion is extremely dangerous. But in fact, if it's conducted safely, it is not the case. Abortion is 4 times less dangerous than childbirth in itself. There's only around 1 in 200,000 women that dies out of abortion, whereas compared to penicillin, for example, which is antibiotics, it is 1 in 50,000 to 100,000 people. So abortion is a pretty safe procedure. No matter the safety, of course, there are risks. So in medical abortion, for example, Shomi already mentioned some side effects like bleeding, cramps, or just in general nausea, vomiting, not so well-being. What can happen is that there's an incomplete abortion. This shows if there's enormous bleeding, cramps, more than usual. And if does happen, the problem is that it can cause an infection, and then due to the infection, it can end deadly. So if a woman feels that there's an incomplete abortion, they have to go to the hospital once again to really have this vacuum aspiration and to kind of take out really everything that was in the uterus. Otherwise, it can go to that infection. But vacuum aspiration, then that is no problem. It is a procedure that is done in every hospital and is legal everywhere, because also spontaneous miscarriage can lead to such tissue left in your uterus. Another thing that can happen is that the abortion just simply didn't work. If this is the case, then it's recommended to just redo the medical abortion, or then do a surgical, because if you already did the medical abortion one time, it can be like 1 in 1,000 fetuses will have a higher chance of malformation. So it is recommended that if it didn't work, to do it once again. Okay, so then surgical risks. Again, there's just general risks that are in every operations, such as infections, or you're allergic to a drug, or the medicine, like the doctor didn't do it well, so there's injury to your organs. Another thing that can happen, just as in the medical procedure, is that tissues left in the uterus, or that the abortion didn't work. And there again, it would just mean that you would have to get a second surgical abortion to really take out all the tissues, or to just do the whole procedure of abortion again. This was already everything about the information of abortion. We now wrote you down some questions that we want you to think about. Me and Shomi were already going to start to discuss some questions, but afterwards, let you be inspired by our discussion. But then take another friend, take a family member, go discuss it with them, those questions that we wrote down, or just write it down on a paper for you. Shomi, would you get an abortion?
Well, honestly, I think if I become unwantedly pregnant, I would probably like to go for an abortion, because I don't feel that, let's say if I get pregnant, I find out that tomorrow I'm pregnant. At this stage, I am definitely not ready to get a baby and to actually to make it grow without a parental figure, without a father. So at that circumstance, I will definitely want to go abortion, and I strongly believe in my right of having autonomy over my body. So I think I think it's totally okay for me to get an abortion if I don't feel ready enough. Yeah. How about you?
I think me personally, because I'm sure that I want to have children once in my lifetime, it wouldn't be such an easy question for me. What if I would abort and then later on I do not because of the abortion, but just in general, I'm not fertile anymore. And then I just like lost my chance to have a child. So it wouldn't be an easy decision for me to make, even though I still tend to say, because I'm so young, I would not get an abortion at the moment. But it's really not an easy question for me. But what is for me important to say is that I know that this is my decision. If I want to get an abortion, I know that even if I would never get an abortion, how you said, I do not want to take away your rights to get an abortion. So I think even though you can be against abortion in a more individual way, I don't think I have the right to implement it on a legislation and then just create more barriers for you if you want to get an abortion.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. And that sort of leads us to the second question, which is, are there circumstances under which I would get an abortion? So actually, this is sort of what I was thinking of, a circumstance where maybe I became pregnant unwantedly, or maybe I am a victim of a rape incident. In such circumstances, I would definitely want to get an abortion. That's my context. How about you?
For me, it's also rape. For me, it's clear. I don't think I could carry out a baby that comes out from rape. And I think if I do not have a supportive system, because especially if you get a young mother, it's really hard. If I want to finish my studies and everything, it's extremely hard. So I think a point that we have to remember is that not everybody has the same environment and the same circumstances. And I know my parents would support me, but others might not. So it's really important to see the decision in your whole environment and all the factors that that have an influence at your life. And also see the point of view for others. So that's like the third question. I think it's extremely important when we create our opinion about abortion. Are there circumstances under which I would understand if other people would want to get to an abortion, but not necessarily me? Do you see any of that case? Show me.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, it's not, as you've just mentioned about, you know, having a support system is so important while taking this kind of decisions, whether to abort or not to abort, because it is a lifetime. I mean, the impact of this decision will last for my entire life, right? And one thing is to have a support system mentally, of course, people supporting me. Another thing is also a career, of course. Do I have studies? Do I have free time to actually carry a baby and, nurture the baby as it grows? And also finance is another very important aspect. You know, whether I'm financially ready, whether I'm financially able to, sustain this motherhood. So that's another thing to also consider. And I completely understand, like, for example, there are countries where abortion is completely okay. There are countries where abortion is totally stigmatized, where, as you were just talking about, that unsafe abortion practices, you know, these most likely it happens in such contexts where it is highly stigmatized, and girls are, especially in rape cases, in patriarchal society where, you know, a rape culture is sort of breeded. In those circumstances, we see that the victims are, so basically there's a lot of victim blaming, and which is why the women sort of keep it hush hush and somehow get somebody to help them abort the baby, right? So I completely understand if there are such circumstances where people it's completely their choice, right? They will have to think, that person will have to think holistically whether this is the right decision for that person or not. So I will completely understand if something doesn't feel right for me, but that person is still taking that decision. But I have no right to judge that person. I have no right to impose my decision or treat that person any differently just because that person had a different thought process than I do.
Yeah, exactly. I think also just the fact of being a mother, it can already, like, being a mother is so different in every community, in every country, and there's different, like, a balance or a, like, there's different weights that will come with that. And so it is really no person's, for me, no person has the right to decide for another person because they really just don't know their circumstances. They don't know the whole pictures that surrounds their life. They don't know what will come with that, what will be expected of them once that they are a mother. I mean, how you mentioned more in patriarchal systems, like once that a woman decides to have a child, she's more expected to then, like, really being the main responsible person for that child. So in countries like that, it is even more a cost if you didn't choose it freely to have a child. So this is not my decision to choose for that woman if they wanted to carry that cost or not, especially if it's an unwanted child.
Yeah. Like, when I was answering the first question, would I get an abortion? I had, like, a super straight answer, right? Yes, I would get an abortion if such circumstances arise. But I feel like that's how I'm feeling right now. But maybe when I'm really pregnant, you know, I might feel totally differently because I have not experienced motherhood yet. So that is, like, a complete different feeling. So it might be like, even though I don't have a supportive system, even though I don't have the financial ability or I'm not in the right stage in my career to have a baby, I might just decide not to abort the baby and actually carry it, you know? So it's completely that person's decision. Again, like, we're reiterating the same thing, but yes, it is just so important for us to understand that even though sometimes decisions that others take may not make sense by us, but that's probably the right decision. And even if that's not the right decision, it's that person owns that decision, you know? So even if that person regrets that at a later stage, we should not blame them that, hey, I told you, like, 10 years ago not to, you know, do this or not to do that. But it's completely that person's decision. So yeah, we should definitely respect that.
I think that is very good phrase to end this course. I think you guys learned something. Answer those questions, how we say, on your own. Try to make up your own opinion on abortion, no matter what your community thinks about it. If you want to have some further readings or you want to see our sources, here you go. The abortion roadmap that I showed before, if you want to know your own country's legislation, you can go on that link and just go play around a little bit with the world abortion map. I think that was it for us.
Yep. Thank you so much.
Thank you.